urban chicken farming is a growing trend, as Bloomington residents have been legally allowed to keep a small number of birds in city limits for the past 5 years. However, small-scale chicken farming has been a part of rural Hoosier culture since the area was settled in the 1700s. WFIU's Dan Goldblatt grew up on a small chicken farm himself and takes a look at the 4-H families who teach their kids sustainable poultry farming, from chick to frying pan.
18-year-old Caitlin Winters grew up in rural Huntington County and began raising birds for commercial show about 10 years ago.
I think my first set of chickens was like I was 7 or 8, and I wanted a horse, but my dad got me chickens instead. And then it really started and took off when my first year of 4-H, took broilers and poults as a project and just kind of kept it going since.
Winters gets chicks that are a few days old in the mail, and she raises them until they're mature. She leaves the processing of the birds, though, to someone else.
We take them to a Mennonite widow, and that's what she does, up in, northern Indiana.
14-year-old Drake Davis from Montgomery County also takes his birds elsewhere for processing.
We had meat birds, and then we processed those somewhere in Lafayette.
But in Monroe County, 4-H'ers are encouraged to learn how to process their own birds. Sean McSherry runs a day-long workshop at his farm near Unionville for families who show 4-H broilers and roasters. During the class, he teaches kids how to safely and humanely butcher their own chickens.
We're saying that, you know, we understand there is no processing plant in this area. No one will take these things for you. You can go down to Amish country, but that's a long drive. And we say, well, I'll tell you what, we offer a seminar that the last day, the day after the fair, we finish up our event on Saturday, and so you don't have to keep them any longer than the fair, and they come over here and process them.
While regulations prohibit the butchering of animals within city limits, county residents face no such restrictions for non-commercial operations.
We're zoned in a type of zoning that has a designation for animal use, and so there are no restrictions. There's no covenant restricting butchering, and there's no law that I know about.
About 16 families participated in this year's workshop. Besides just killing the birds, the families participate in all aspects of processing them, from plucking to dressing, so the birds are ready for the freezer or the frying pan. In McSherry's backyard, he has the processing station set up in an assembly line fashion. The scalding and plucking stations are adjacent to the butcher's block, where an assortment of knives and cleavers are set up to process the birds as efficiently as possible.
And then we move it on to our butchering table.
According to McSherry, by the time the birds are ready to be butchered, the kids have usually come to terms with the process.
Most of the kids came into the poultry club. They wanted to keep pets. But when they addressed the rooster problem, they started to eat their chickens. When they compete in the meat projects, they have something that's really high quality meat. Why not use it? Why just keep it around and feed it and feed it and feed it? And so they have taken this as a positive attitude.
Young Monroe County 4-H'er Eli raises chickens to show at the fair. He keeps many chickens but has to butcher a number of roosters each year to keep balance in his pen. He says the process really comes naturally to him because he doesn't consider the birds to be pets.
We don't give them names. We name them all dinner.
The 4-H Club is not just for rural kids either. Young Bloomington residents who raise chickens in town can join and show their birds at the fair as well. More information on 4-H programs across the state can be found on our website at wfiu.org/news. For WFIU News, I'm Dan Goldblatt.